This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome, everybody. It is Thursday again, and this is actually a special edition of Your Q. But as always, we're celebrating, uplifting, and educating about the great things happening in and around Douglas County. And today, it's our Mother's Day special. So that means we have brought back the one, the only, the famous Barbara Campbell, a.k.a. Grandma Soup. Welcome, Mom.
Hi, Douglas County. Oh, we had such a fun time last year. I could hardly wait until we could do it again this year.
Yeah, this episode's kind of was one that a lot of people have re-listened to multiple times from last year, which was fun. And last year we had the kids at Melrose wrote some really fun things, and we read them on the radio, and hopefully we'll be doing that next year. But we have some other things up our sleeve for today's episode. And so one of the things is celebrating, uplifting, and educating. That's your cue. And there's so many things. I was thinking about today's Cinco de Mayo. So everybody should be having some wonderful Mexican food today that we can celebrate. Mother's Day's this weekend. We've got all kinds of stuff. Later on in the show, we'll have some folks on to talk about the Justin Troxell event that's coming up this weekend that is just another example of our community coming together. So we're really, really happy to give them that opportunity. Beings it's the Mother's Day special, this first half here with my mom today, kind of wanted to dedicate the show to a couple special ladies that we just recently lost. Actually, just in the last couple weeks, we've lost both of them. And one of them is my great Aunt Violet, my mom's aunt, Vi Cornut. And so, Mom, I want to give you a moment to just talk about how special Aunt Vi is, because she was so many things to so many people.
Well, she was absolutely one of a kind. When God made her, he threw away the mold, because he knew the world could not handle two of Violet May Reitman Cornut.
Yes.
She was more than my aunt. Mm-hmm. She was like a sister to me. Mm-hmm. And after my mother passed away, she was like a second mother to me. We did a lot of fun things together.
Absolutely.
I would pick her up on Tuesdays at about 11:30, and we would head down to Roseburg Senior Center. We'd have lunch, and then we'd play pinochle. And boy, could that gal play pinochle. And we played any opportunity we had. We played at her house every New Year's for the last few years. We had prime rib, which she fixed, and then we played pinochle. We didn't always make it till midnight because we were getting up there in age too. So whoever won by 10 o'clock, that was our midnight. And we would then have dessert and then wend our way home. Looked forward to that every year. That was so special.
But with her children, she had her children and then all the friends of the kids and then the grandkids. And I mean, her family and extended family is just so vast, and then being a staple at the bowling alley, and just there's so many people that know her in a different way and from a different connection, you know, the church family and then family and friends and bowling and pinochle, because she was so involved in so many things with her time here in Douglas County. And so I think so many people may know her And they may know her in a different way than maybe we know her. But her hugs were the best. I feel like that's part of where I learned it, because I pride myself as being an amazing hugger. And I just always loved Aunt Vi hugs. So that's my inspiration. And so anyway, we will honor her and celebrate her this next Friday. And I look forward to that, because she's so deserving of all celebrations and honoring and everything that we can do as a family. So we just want to acknowledge that we lost that special lady, and just such a great mother that she was, and everything to so many, like you. Like you said, you know, when Grandma passed. So anyway, we love you, Aunt Violet, and today this one's for you. Also, this one just happened while we were gone last week. One of my, I'm going to call it my other sons. So I have three boys who I am mom to, but I have so many that are special to me as well. And one of those is Nick Garcia, who's actually been on the show, and he's the coach of the Douglas High School football team. And his mom unexpectedly passed. And she was very much so a mom to many as well. And so many boys that Nick hung out with through the years, and that was part of that, I'm going to call it a crew because that's what they were, called her mom and loved Diane like that. And one of the things, we got together this last Sunday and shared stories and things like that. But one thing is, she was just that instant friend. And she adopted my family. I adopted hers immediately. We'd go to sporting events, and I would pick her up, and she would tag along, and we always had a great time. But I say a road trip with her to a basketball or a track meet or whatever was never complete until we laughed so hard that she snorted. And that we would just lose it when that happened. She had the best laugh, and that snort was just the cherry on the top, and we always enjoyed ourselves. So just such a wonderful human being. She just exuded joy and happiness, and she loved to go to those sporting events. And so this is also for her. So Mother's Day's special takes a little different meaning this year. So anyway, those two are going to be greatly, greatly missed. So I think that saying that, it's like we don't know how much time we're going to have with our loved ones. And so really take that time and make the time and get together and spend some time with the ones you love. Even if you have to track them down like my mom, she's all over the place. Can't never find her. But we just recently did that. We took a pause and went away for a while to just spend some quality time. And I will never regret one second of that. I enjoyed it thoroughly, and I would do it again next week. So, you know, call your moms, y'all. If you haven't talked to your mom, call your mom. Make sure you acknowledge her all the time, not just on Mother's Day. So, Mom, you're probably going to relate to some of this, but I have a I guess I want to call it a job description, or basically that's what it is, a posting sort of. So, and we may all relate to this, but here is for a job for the position of mother, mom, or mama. The job description is a long-term team player needed for challenging permanent work in an often chaotic environment. Candidates must possess excellent communication and organizational skills, and be willing to work variable hours, which will include evenings and weekends and frequent 24-hour shifts on call, basically all times and always. Some overnight travel may be required, including trips to primitive camping sites on rainy weekends and endless sporting tournaments in faraway cities. Travel expenses are not reimbursed. Extensive courier duties may also be required, so you could possibly be a Sherpa, which is so true. Responsibilities. This responsibility is for the rest of your life. Must be willing to be hated, at least temporarily, or until somebody needs $5. Must be willing to bite your tongue repeatedly. Also must possess the physical stamina of a pack mule and be able to go from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 3 seconds flat in case there is time the screams the backyard and you don't know if someone was just crying wolf. Must be willing to face stimulating technical challenges such as small gadget repairs, mysteriously sluggish toilets, and stuck zippers. Must screen phone calls, maintain calendars, coordinate production of multiple homework projects. Must have ability to plan and organize social gatherings for clients of all ages and mental outlooks. Must be willing to be indispensable 1 minute, an embarrassment the next. Must handle assembly and product safety testing of 500,000 cheap plastic toys and battery-operated devices. Must also hope for the best but be prepared for the worst at all times. Must assume final, complete accountability for the quality of the end product. Responsibilities also include floor maintenance and janitorial work throughout the facility. Possibility for advancement and promotions category states virtually none. Your job is to remain in the same position for years without complaining, constantly retraining and updating your skills so that those in your charge can ultimately surpass you. Now, I'm going to challenge that a little bit because I do think there's advancements for promotion, because if you do a good job with this, you may become a grandma. And that is a big promotion.
Absolutely true.
Right? So, Mom, I know you have some grandma stuff over there, because that's the prize at the end of the day. That's what I'm talking about. So I am called Nana by my grandsons, and they hung the moon. So I love my boys, but my grandsons, that's a whole nother level. And if you're a grandparent, you know what I'm talking about. It's like you love your kids, but your grandkids are something else. I don't know about great grandkids yet. I don't have those, so you'll have to answer that.
Yep, that goes up one more step.
One more notch.
To great grandchildren. You know, it's really, really hard to get great grandchildren unless you can get your grandchildren to cooperate. And right now, we don't have a toddler, a baby, a nope. child in arms, and I am putting my grandchildren on notice. Somebody's got to get busy, because I miss having that baby to cuddle.
No, all our littles are school age. We don't even have one under school age right now. So that probably won't happen anytime soon, Mom, just so you know.
Oh, well, I can now... I'm getting great grandchildren into the 20s, so I might have to depend on them.
You might.
And then to get a great grand, I cannot even imagine how the joy that will be.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, Mom, we're going to hold off and have you read that right after we take a break. So we're going to take a break because that went by so fast. We'll be back in just a moment with more Your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back to Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Back with Shannon Sebastian and Barbara Campbell here for Mother's Day. So, Mom, when we left off, you had a little thing you were going to read us about Mother's Day and grandmas in particular, too.
In case you don't know what to say to your mother, on Mother's Day, we have some suggestions here. Oh. First, a little synopsis of what Mother's Day might be. It has become a day to celebrate mothers everywhere. Many global cultures have some form of Mother's Day. It provides an opportunity to give thanks and appreciation to these special women in your life. An estimated 28% of mothers claim that become completely forgotten and unrecognized on this day. That's a crime that should never have happened.
No.
To prevent yourself from becoming a statistic, the following Mother's Day messages from children will help you seek the right words to share with your mother. A mother is a special part of all that's cherished in the heart, so keep that in mind. As long as I live, you will always be my first love. I feel so very lucky to have you in my life as my granny. Thank you for always being there, my love. Oh boy, if that doesn't warm the cockles of a Grammy's heart. Oh boy.
That's sweet.
Yeah, I think that was just darling.
Well, and it is super important to, you know, give that acknowledgement. And 'cause again, you know, we just don't know how long we're all going to be together. So say it while you have them, and then you won't have regrets. So say it while you have them. I have one here. This was kind of funny because when I remember growing up, you used to get Reader's Digest all the time, and they were everywhere. You just had piles of these Reader's Digest laying around. And they did this special Mother's Day edition recently, and I didn't even know they were still around. Honestly, I didn't. I thought that was like old news, still going strong. So this is where they people could just write in and basically about the size of a paragraph, tell a little story about this. And so this hit home with me in talking about, you know, moms and Aunt Vi and Diane not being with us anymore. So this is called Reunited by Mom. While shopping, I noticed a credit card on the floor. I picked it up, went to the courtesy desk, and asked them to page the owner. I waited, but nobody came. They said that their cart was still there, and she had gone to the car to look for her card. When she came back, I asked if she had lost something. I asked her name and established that it matched the card, which I then gave her. She said she had prayed to her mother when she had gone out to the car, who had recently passed, to help her find the card. We talked, and I introduced myself. My name is Claire, I said, and she responded, my mother's name was Claire. Now, that, to me, is just chilling. It's like, we know we have angels up there, so I think that that's so, so special that she prayed to her mom, and an angel with the same name came and gave her back her card. She restores your faith in humanity, too. Then I have, as everybody knows, I have all boys and only boy grandchildren. There's no granddaughter or daughter in my group, but I am blessed with two wonderful daughter-in-laws. But this one's called No Boys Allowed. Upon attempting to prepare my 7-year-old daughter for the new baby in a few months, she repeatedly said, no boys in this house. After several months, the big day arrived. My daughter came into the hospital room, and I told her the baby was a boy and asked her, what are we going to do? She placed her hands on her hips, and without missing a beat, she said, well, I guess we're just going to have to love the little thing.
So, oh,
out of the mouths of babes.
That is precious. Oh,
it just makes me laugh. I know a few sassy ones, so She sounds kind of sassy.
Yes, I have a great-granddaughter. Unfortunately, she lives in Texas, so I don't get to see her. And she's one of the sassy ones.
She is sassy.
Yeah.
She is sassy. All right, Mom, you got something for us?
Yes, I have another grandma one.
Oh, perfect.
My dear grandma, you will always remain my first priority in life and will always remain in my heart. Happy Mother's Day. So, that's for those of you out there who are still blessed to have your grandmas. Remember that. In fact, remember all of these, because you can pull them out any time of the year, you know.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not just Mother's Day that mothers like to be recognized.
That's a good one. Well, you have some good grandkids, because your grandkids are always trying to talk you into moving in with them. I know this. I haven't been asked to move in with them. That's not true. They actually did one time, but I come with a husband, so that doesn't work out so well.
Yeah. Of course, she can always preface this with, they didn't ever have to live with me. Oh, I take that back. There have been a couple that have come to live with me.
Yeah.
But they're not the ones that invite me to come and live with them and add a room on.
Right. Well, the kids did stay with you for a smidge in between buying their house, selling and buying their house.
Yep.
Okay. This one's entitled A Stand-Up Woman. My mom had a great sense of humor and a knack of making everything fun. One thing that resonated with me, even as a small child, was how much she seemed to enjoy her own company and found ways to entertain herself. As a kid, I remember her giggling while paying bills. To me, I'm like, okay, I don't giggle while I'm paying the bills, but anyway. So she said, "What was so funny about bill paying, I wonder?" She would put humorous notes in the reference section on all of her checks. So then later, when the kids were going through her stuff, they found this. It said for the electric bill, for example, she might put, "You light up my life." And for the mortgage, she'd write, "Four shingles closer to owning it all." So that is a super super fun mom, I'm sure. So anyway, always looking at the positive side. I love that. Four shingles closer. Oh.
That helped her get through that monthly chore of paying bills.
Right.
With humor.
Attitude's everything, I guess.
Yeah. Attitude is everything.
Attitude's everything. All right, Mom, you got another one for us over there?
Yep. I thought this would probably ring somebody's bell. Happy Mother's Day. We may not always see eye to eye, but as the years go by, I listen to you more and more as I reluctantly admit that they might be right when they say that mother knows best.
Oh, that's true. That's true. But it is hard sometimes.
Now she says it. See, she's way over there. I can't reach her to knock her upside the head.
I'm like, I'm clear across the studio. No. No, that's true. Very true. Mom, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, too, was, honestly, for with you, the greatest thing I think that as a mom, you have taught us as kids, and I'm sure Barry would agree, and all the siblings, was that you showed us how important your faith is and your love for the Lord, and how you have always just put that at the forefront of everything that you do and who you are, and how you get through the good times and the bad times. Is always through that. So I just want to say thank you for being such a beautiful witness of how the Lord works through you. And he truly does. If anybody's met you, he works through you. And just what a huge just a beacon you are of the Lord's faith, and how you look at everything as a blessing. So thank you. I can't imagine how many times on this show in the last year I've talked about being blessed and things like that. And all of that that mindset that I have, I know comes from you. So thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Like you said, attitude's everything.
Yeah, and I thought I was not going to be forced to cry this year.
No, no crying.
No, no. But I do have to kind of preface her remarks a little bit. Having four children and one who was a diabetic, and we went mm-hmm. through 20 years of ups and downs with that, and kidney failure and dialysis, and mm-hmm. then there's absolutely no way I could have survived all the things those four children blessed me with yes. without a lot of prayer.
Yes. And we talk about that on the show all the time. You know, we pray for people and we put it out there in the universe. And that's another thing that I told people that, you know, prayer warrior, I can add that to my list of things that I'm pretty darn good at. And I know I got that from you as well. So thank you for that. And anyway, there's just things, there's skill sets that people can teach you and as parents that we can teach you, but not everything is going to stick. But I'm really glad that stuck with me, because in referencing back to when Todd passed, it's like we totally handled that in two different ways. And your way was way better than mine. And I know that because I lost my way for quite a while because of that. And so to me, that was where you were the biggest witness. And I wasn't even willing to see that at the time. I mean, I did see it, but I didn't understand it. So, you know, knowing that we, in our worst times, is the time where we should be thanking him the most for getting us through it, because we may have not even been where we were at if it wasn't for that and for faith and for the church and the family and everybody. And so very appreciative. And I know a lot of people who are probably listening and know you are like, absolutely, that is Barb Campbell. But oh my gosh, and I ranted on. So we need to go to commercial, Mom. So we'll be back in just a moment with more Your Cue on this Mother's Day special. Back in a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is Your Cue, and I'm Shannon Sebastian with my mom, Barbara Campbell, as my cohort in action today. So, welcome. This is normally where we do the local business buzz, which is sponsored by Umpqua Survival. But you know what? Carlos's daughter's getting married, and he's going to be gone. So we are doing something a little different today, and I have Heather Campbell and Jamie Gordon, who are two of the amazing people behind the Justin Troxell benefit this weekend. And so, ladies, welcome. Thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, absolutely. So we've talked about Justin and stuff on the show before, and just how huge his impact positively has been on this community, and that there's honestly, to me, no end of what we could do to, I guess, repay or pay it forward in a way to him. So please tell us about the event that's going on this weekend and what you ladies are up to, all the hard work you've been putting into.
Boy, a great event coming up this weekend. Backside Brewery has been gracious enough to donate their space for this event. We've got live and oral auctions going. Jamie's going to take over.
Yeah, so the live or the silent auction starts at 12, ends at 4. We'll have a little bit of a break in between, and we'll go into the oral auction at 4:30. We will have a 50-50 raffle. We still have tickets for the AR-15 and tickets for the 1970 Ford truck, and we are only selling 200 of those. And we will have several merchandise tables. And all profits, all proceeds will go to Justin. It's going to be a fun event. We have some wonderful items. I think I have logged 125 so far, and we're going to be working tonight to log more items.
Well, and that just goes to show how awesome our community is.
Yes.
You know, I mean, there's not just one event a year. Like, we do so many events throughout the years, but yet businesses just kick in time after time. God bless them for that. You
yes,
know?
And absolutely.
So it's
this community.
Yeah, Douglas County is amazing. So I want to jump back to the truck here for a second, because you said you're selling 200 tickets for the truck. How much is a ticket?
The tickets are $100 each.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
And
that's what I wanted to make sure.
Straight
to Justin.
Well, that. I don't know who donated that, but that's very generous.
Jim and Joe.
Jim and Joe Towing and Jeans Break and Alignment donated
yes.
that truck.
That
great community members.
Yeah, I just think, you know, when you hear business names on the show and we're talking about them making a donation and doing something to contribute back into the community, that's what happens when you buy local, stay local, play
yes.
local. And more money comes back into the community. So if you hear some of the names from sponsorships or things like that, please go and tell them thank you. It may not be going directly to you, but you may, you know, be in need sometime for an event. But tell them thank you, or that you heard about it on the radio, or, you know, appreciate it. I think that goes a long ways.
It's not yes. corporate America that carries these events. It is the
small
local mom and pop shops that take care of us. We take care of one another, and we've got some great companies, businesses that have donated. We have everything from tattoo artists, our local tattoo artists at Jackson Street Tattoo, mm-hmm. and Independent Ink. We've had Monica Smith Tattooer donate to, of course, Wine, Henry Estate Winery, Jared Day. We have had so many people step up. Our tactical stores, Umpqua Survival, Carlos being one of them,
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
Steve over
at Freedom Tactical.
It's just some beautiful items have come in. We've had, you know, Too Shy Brewery come on board, step alongside Backside and supporting us. We've had chainsaws come in. Diamond Power has stepped up. Western Oregon Jewelers, Winchester Pub, Delray Cafe. Of course, Leah's done so much. Just great, great companies.
Right. They did a share of their food out there one day. So
yes.
they've already done their own event and then are still donating.
Absolutely.
So.
And the Workmates, they donated a lot of the tickets and stuff like that. So we're very thankful for that as well.
1257 Boutique also did. Donated their labor to all of this. Workmates, the scoreboard. We can't forget about the
scoreboard.
Rick and Missy over at the scoreboard have stepped on board. Whiskey Creek Rustics,
138 Grill, Sellers and Gifts.
Just anything that you could want or need. This auction, these live and silent auctions, they will provide it for you. It'll be a big event, of course, starting at noon, and then that. Oral auction coming on at 4:30. We will have everything covered.
Well, it sounds like there's something for everybody.
Absolutely.
And honestly, I have to say, Backside has good food.
Oh, we're so excited.
Yes. You have to try their nachos. They're phenomenal.
I haven't, but my husband, believe it or not, since you know about the nachos, my husband's eating the whole thing by himself.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know. I have no idea how in the world that's even possible, but that's crazy. So,
well, and we can give you a little teaser. Martin Condon, for those who used to love O'Toole's Fair, Martin Condon is going to sneak in with some treats for us, some old school O'Toole's treats for us.
Oh,
and he's also donating catering for, I believe he said, up to 20 people. So that'll be at the auction as well.
And that's good food too.
Yes.
There's a theme. Good food, good times, good community. Actually, no, we're an awesome community.
Yes.
We're not even
great
good.
People.
We're the best.
That is right. Well, that Roseburg Strong theme runs deep within us.
Right.
It's a real thing.
It is real.
Justin helped it come to fruition, and now it is our turn to stand beside him and help him on this journey.
Yes. Absolutely. Mom and I were just talking today, earlier, about you ladies coming on and had mentioned that, you know, this benefit was for Justin, and we talked about that, and, you know, back to the UCC and the metal signs and the shape of Oregon with the heart cut out. And she goes, you know what, like, people think of that now more than they think of the actual shape of Oregon.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so true, right?
It is, very much.
That put us on the map.
Yes, it did.
Well,
absolutely.
And you see a lot of states copy that theme now. Right. Through our tragedy has come a lot of beautiful things, and that just came from Justin. All of that was stemmed from his love for our community. He just
absolutely
needed to do something, and now we just need to do something for him.
Well, so. And as we were saying, you know, in that moment when the whole world is focused on this area, it could have gone a multitude of ways. But like I told my mom, it's like, in that moment, with that, it gave us something else to rally around. And not focus on the negative and only focus on the positive and coming together. And I just think Douglas County shined so bright in that darkest hour. And a lot of that is because Justin's like, let's do something. What can we do? Not just feel helpless.
Yes. Something that started small just exploded and was amazing.
And I hope that's what this is this weekend. I hope something that started as an event turns in and just blows up. And, it sounds like you guys have been working really, really hard. So
yes.
Well, and the community has made it easy. You know, Jackson Street Provisions stepped up and donated $1,000. It's over $1,100 and some odd change of dinners, a year's worth of dinners. Abby's Pizza, of course, Abby's always stepping in. Half a year's worth of dinner for the auction items. You've got Mike Springer and Dan Taylor and Performance Outdoors all donating different fishing packages. There is something for everyone.
Everybody.
Here.
There are several lovely quilts as well.
Oh, mm-hmm. Beautiful
just
quilts.
Some stained glass. It's.
And those aren't done in an hour.
No.
You know,
some time.
Those are an act of love. So, again, tell us, we know it's at Backside Brewery, and the actual event times where you guys will be there and the items will be displayed and all that is.
Yes, silent auction starts at 12.
At 12.
Ends at 4, and we go into the oral auction at 4:30, and we will be doing the drawings in between the two. Mm-hmm. For the AR-15, the gun, the 50-50, and then we'll have a nice little fun heads or tails game that you don't want to miss.
And we'd
don't
also like to mention, for those sweet tooth lovers, we have got every decadent, yummy goodness coming from all of our local bakers. Mm. Just classics with Celine Fummerton Weber bringing on her maple bacon cheesecake and Jill's Sugar Buzz Bakery. Just all of our good bakers coming on board.
Right.
We'll have over 15 desserts.
Correction, I think we're up to 22.
Oh,
desserts.
Oh, wow.
So well over 15 desserts coming in.
And we're splitting them up. We're probably putting about 7 or so in the oral auction. The rest will be silent auction. We'll have them on hand in the cooler there. So
well, and I think with you know, then Sunday we're celebrating moms.
Yes.
If you have not gone and gotten something, or you have your mom taken care of, you go on down there Saturday, you bid your little behind off, and you benefit a great cause. So
yes.
Well, I'm going to have you guys hang out for just a minute more.
Okay.
It's break time, so we'll be back with more Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance, in just a moment.
This This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. This is your cue. I'm Shannon Sebastian. In the studio with me right now is my mom, who was my co-host
for
today.
Hello,
been kind of quiet this last segment. And we have Heather Campbell and Jamie Gordon, who are putting some muscle behind the Justin Troxell event and making all the organizational pieces come together and picking things up. And then my sister Tracy just popped in the studio and surprised us because it's Mother's Day special. So we have her in here too. We'll say hi in a second. So ladies, I want to make sure you get out everything that we want to know, which there's still time.
Yes, there's still time. Heather and I will be out and about tomorrow picking up any last minute donations. They can contact us through the Justin Troxell community page. They can contact us directly on Facebook.
And also, you wanted to talk about that everybody's invited. Bring your chillins.
It's a family-friendly event at Backside. Just how Justin would have it. Children welcome. Everyone is welcome. Bring your family. Bring your mom. Celebrate her. Bring your brother, sister, everyone.
Come have the nachos.
And
definitely.
Just have a good time. Stroll about. Enjoy your community. Mm-hmm. We do have some really great ticket items, too. One of our commissioners, Chris Boyce, has donated a flight, your choice, either to Crater Lake or the coast. Some really fun pieces. Vintage 55 Restorations has donated a kegerator, and pictures are up online, and we encourage you to go and look.
I just saw that today.
Yep. We have a couple of Airbnbs that have been donated locally. A lot of cool stuff.
We would like to take a moment to recognize Backside and their efforts. Noble Roofing, The Scoreboard, 138 Grill, Whiskey Creek Rustics, Cellar and Gifts for hosting all of us. They've allowed us to store all of the items there. There are just so many great people that have stepped on board. Like I said, Jill, Sugar Buzz Bakery. So many people are
Love
supporting
you.
This. We're just so thankful. The heart of the community is big, and we are here for Troxell Strong.
Yes, and I would love to, a huge shout out for our committee. Everybody's been just absolutely amazing at getting all of this put together.
Well, thank you to you two and to your whole committee, because this is so amazing. I know it's going to be a huge event. Everybody's passionate. Everybody loves Justin. Whether you know him a little bit or a whole lot of bit, you're probably going to have a great positive feeling about him. So he's just a big, huge teddy bear and loves Douglas County as much as we love him. So let's show him that this Saturday and put our money where our mouth's at. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Because it's a Mother's Day special,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. You too.
We greatly appreciate it. And if you give me a shout out, I would love to announce next week how this went for you when you get an idea, because I just love to brag on Douglas County and how fabulous our community is. And they really showed up for y'all.
Absolutely.
Every time.
Yes. And, back to some of our housekeeping for the end of the show, because this has just flown by today, Mom. This has just flown by today.
It surely has.
So this last segment is normally for locally owned and operated businesses. Like we said, Carlos is normally on the first Thursday of every month with me, but you know what? Your daughter's getting married. You're there. So, but they are so generously donate a $25 gift certificate each week, for people that go out and put in on the Your Q raffle. And also, you can do that online. And we're taking photos and selfies in the studio right now. We're having fun in here. So I wanted to announce the winners, because last week we didn't announce one. We actually taped that show, and my mom and I were at the coast. So Terry Randolph and Jacob Stearns, I'll give you a shout out, and you are the winners of a $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival. Congratulations. Next week on the show, we will have Wendy Wilson with the Sutherland Food Bank in St. Francis Community Kitchen to talk about all the new things they have going on up there in the Sutherland community. Also, funny enough, the local business buzz is going to be Wailani Ice. Shaved Ice, who is opening a new spot up in Sutherland. So I guess we're going to kind of have a Sutherland show next week. So that'll be super cool. Again, thank you very much. Very important. Go to Backside Brewery from 12 to whenever the fun stops on Saturday and help donate to that. That would be great. Big, huge shout out to Umpqua Survival for their AR-15 raffle they're also doing for y'all. And
yes.
And half the proceeds will go to your fund for Justin on that as well. So
and the Mike Pool. We just are so thankful.
Yeah, and Mike Pool.
Yes.
We're so thankful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carlos.
Yeah, Umpqua Survival is just so hugely generous. Yeah. Well, I can't believe that was so fast. And Tracy, come on here. I want you to say on air, Happy Mother's Day to Mom here.
So. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I'm glad to be here with the two best moms I know, my mom and my sister.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Well, thank you, she's sweetheart.
So sweet. Thank you for popping. Yeah, she's pretty amazing. So, Mom, thank you so much for being here and being my cohort and my partner in crime today. And for anybody that missed Alan, because, you know, he worries about that, he'll be back next week. He, you know, he wasn't sure, but... He wasn't sure if people could handle him not being here, you know. He's kind of famous now. He's kind of a big deal. We'll be back next week. This is your cue. Have a great and glorious Mother's Day weekend, Douglas County.